This is a fascinating little story, and a whole lot of people will be excited by this because poor old racing in Cairns has been in all sorts of problems for years now. And it says today that racing heavyweights are riding a renewed push to bring night horse racing to Cairns. The council's expected to give the green light tomorrow to start a master plan costing $150,000 for the city's underutilised Cannon Park. And the ideas are charging in. Now, Richie Bates said night race meetings were the key to reviving the local thoroughbred industry must be included in the master plan. Cannon Park, he said, has an opportunity to increase its number of TAB meetings and greater share of the punting dollar with a move to evening racing. Our time zone and proximity to Asia, he said, make the after-hours gambling aspect of the concept especially attractive. And this is one of the keys. All those people coming out of China, of course, they go out to the reef during the day. It's pointed out here. What do they do at night? So it's got all sorts of all sorts of possibilities. The Chinese, just seemingly, particularly the Hong Kong Chinese, just live and breathe horse racing. So I'm going to talk now with a gentleman by the name of John Cameron. John's the general manager out at the Jockey Club, and he's quoted here saying a lot of work would have to be done, including lighting upgrades, and the number of race meetings would need to increase. G'day, John.
Good morning.
It's pretty exciting news, isn't it? I mean, the point made by Richie Bates, the fact that tens of thousands of Chinese pouring into Cairns, tens of thousands extra every year, actually. And what have they got to do at night? Flat out during the day, loving the reef, etc. But the Chinese particularly love their horse racing, so it's a great idea.
Well, look, it is. I come from a background of having run Australia's biggest night racing venue, Moonee Valley Racing Club. And we experienced a huge growth when we changed from Thursday night racing to Friday night racing and saw the crowds go from, say, 2,000 on a Thursday night to in excess of 5,000 and up to 9,000 on Friday night. So Melbourne in particular, and Victoria in particular, has invested in night racing venues and night racing structures. So, and benefited significantly from some of the things you just mentioned then, in particular the investment from Asian Racing on the Victorian product increased hugely, and the revenues that particular state got, and particularly Moonee Valley, tripled from a rights perspective. So some of the things that probably Richie was mentioning he's seen happen in other states. And that's probably the initiative that he's thought about to say, look, why don't we look at that going forward? And you probably couldn't have done that 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But now that the track has been renovated and is racing particularly well, it leaves an opportunity to have more race dates at Cairns. Mm. And, from that, possibly look at that night product. And we certainly saw that happen in Melbourne, where, for example, on a Friday night before Grand Final Eve, 9,000 or 10,000 people would go to the races at Moonee Valley for a night race meeting.
Yeah.
Because the sports had dragged everybody there. Well, it's the same scenario for Cairns. We are really a great tourism destination. Mm. And finding those solutions for people to do at night could be a good opportunity. So, look, we're pretty excited about his views and what he's talking about. And we've got a very, very open mind about what we need to do in the future as we grow with the community and grow with racing in the near future.
Now, John, the other point that people are making today is also night racing being such a tropical centre as we are, night racing is going to be more comfortable for the punters heading out there. Is that a significant point because you're actually escaping the heat of the day?
Look, I think, again, that's a very good positive point. You see night racing, particularly in Hong Kong, both at Happy Valley and Sha Tin, and those sort of environments where they have that warmth of racing, and that just booms and is a huge success. Naturally, they've got the population to do it, but look, the horses enjoy probably racing more at night than what they would do during the day.
Mm. Now, let me ask you a bit about this challenge of increasing the number of race meetings. It's the point you've brought up in this article today. Is that going to be a major challenge?
Well, look, I think Queensland Racing, Racing Queensland in the near future, we'll start looking at sustainability. And what we have at Cairns is we do have a good number of horse trainers, and the horse boxes or stables at the end of the race course are full. We have a waiting list for people who want to move to Cairns and have a stabling establishment here. That's not the case everywhere in Queensland. So, first of all, we've got an opportunity with the horse numbers and the horse trainers and the personnel involved. The second part is there is a real need for the TAB product, which means you run seven or eight races as opposed to five or six races on a race card. And with that, the horses get more opportunities and you get more turnover. So those sort of things could happen. We at one stage did race some extra race days while some of the other tracks were closed and proved that we could do. But it all comes down to how good is your track, and at the moment the improvements that we've done, particularly from the 1400 through the Winning Post, have made the track so much better than what it has done in the past. And we're Racing Queensland are proposing to help us finish the drainage from October, November onwards, I believe. It's in their plan at this stage.
Have they done part of the drainage? Have they done part of the drainage work, have they?
Yes, that's the part we've seen the significant improvement. Mm. From the Winning Post back to the 1400, that track's improved immensely. So from a rating perspective, you might find that part of the track that's improved might be rated as a 4, and the part that hadn't had any improvement done, it might be rated as an 8, so almost twice as much wetness in the ground as what there is in the area that hasn't been improved, as opposed to the part that has been improved. And look, and that's only phase one of the track, because the next part is to put about 90 mils of sand as a covering over the top of the track, and if that's achieved as well, then it'll improve again even further. And what happens if you've got tracks that can recover really quickly and can handle the rainfall going forward, well, then you can have the race meetings. And look, one of the tracks that I ran recently, the Gold Coast Turf Club, they're able to race 54 times a year, week in, week out. And that was because the track could handle the rainfall and the recovery process could happen. So we think that Cairns Jockey Club could easily handle, racing once a fortnight into the future.
Yeah. All right, Jono, good to talk to you, and we'll get together soon because all your big meetings are just around the corner. And thank you very much for today.
Thank you.
His name's John Cameron, General Manager out at the Jockey Club. We're going to the news. If you'd like to pick up on these matters after the news, 1300 872